T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Kansas lawmakers approve a new education funding bill. We've got the story.
Police are looking for two suspects following the shooting at a Northwest Wichita Menards. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A suspect in custody in Wichita's latest homicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our normal high in Wichita this time of year is 72, but yesterday we got to 82. It's going to be another warm one this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
And police are seeking two suspects after a shooting at a Menards store in Northwest Wichita.
It happened just before 5 Monday afternoon at Mays Road near 37th Street North. KSN News reports that a Menards loss prevention officer was wounded during a shoplifting incident. The loss prevention officer got into a physical altercation with a woman when another suspect, a man, allegedly shot the Menards employee. Police said the bullet grazed the employee's stomach. He was hospitalized and listed in stable condition. Police say the couple left the scene in a brown Mazda vehicle. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas legislators have approved bills designed to fix a flaw in a new education funding law that would have cost the public schools $80 million. The Senate's vote was 30-8 yesterday, and that sends the measure to Republican Governor Jeff Collier. He has promised to sign it. The House approved the measure on Saturday. The new school funding law is supposed to phase in a $534 million increase in education funding.
A suspect is in custody after a 37-year-old man was shot and killed in northeast Wichita Sunday night. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says there was some sort of a disturbance at a convenience store at 21st and Erie, during which the man pulled a gun on another individual, but nothing happened. Everybody left. A few minutes later, the man ended up outside a residence in the 2400 block of North Prince.
It is believed that as the Suburban showed up at the residence, that our victim opened fire on it, striking the Suburban several times, and then an occupant in the Suburban returned fire on our victim, which ended up killing him.
Early Monday morning, the driver of that SUV was arrested and booked into jail for possession of a firearm by a felon. This is Wichita's 16th homicide case in 17 weeks this year.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will again discuss changes to the fireworks ordinance. And Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News there could be a vote on the issue.
We're trying to figure out a good compromise that will help us resolve some of the issues that we have currently with fireworks. We get too many complaints, and so we're trying to figure out how we can do a better job of addressing those issues in neighborhoods.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A caravan of asylum seekers from Central America have almost made it to the U.S. About 150 to 220 of them are on the Mexican side of the border hoping to get in. Fox's Tracy Gallagher has the latest.
All of them are seeking asylum, exercising their right under international treaties to seek shelter from persecution in their home countries. But Fox has learned the Department of Justice has filed complaints against 11 suspected members of the caravan. 10 of them are accused of entering the country illegally, which is a misdemeanor. One of them is accused of being deported and re-entering the U.S., which is a felony. Those people likely will not have their asylum applications processed. And for the others, it could be a while, but Customs and Border Protection tells us they are beginning to process some of the migrants, though it is very unclear how long that might take.
President Trump has tweeted saying the migrant caravan that is openly defying our border shows how weak and ineffective U.S. immigration laws are. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Could the Kansas City Royals make it 3 in a row to end the month of April? We'll have highlights from the Royals-Red Sox game coming up in sports.
More optimism ahead of the landmark talks between the United States and North Korea. That story coming up. on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A man armed with an unusual weapon robbed a gas station in northeast Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday morning at the Presto at 13th and Oliver.
This employee stated that an unknown suspect had entered the business armed with a bottle, glass bottle, and was demanding money. Money was taken by the suspect, who then fled the business on foot.
That suspect described as a man about 50 years old, wearing a navy jacket and a yellow shirt with a brown scarf and white gloves. This was the second time in 5 days this store has been robbed.
More optimism ahead of the landmark talks between the United States and North Korea.
South Korea says it will remove its propaganda broadcasting loudspeakers from the border. Announcement coming days after the leaders of the two Koreas agreed to work together to achieve denuclearization and end hostile acts against each other. Another positive sign, North Korea will shift its time zone 30 minutes earlier to line up with South Korea starting Saturday. The country is calling this a practical step toward reconciliation and unity. This all comes as President Trump gets ready for his big meeting with Kim Jong-un. National Security Advisor John Bolton making it clear the entire summit hangs on Kim Jong-un giving up his nuclear program. North Korea says it will abandon its nuclear program if the U.S. agrees not to invade. Critics say, however, that North Korea has made those pledges before with little intention of abiding by them. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock, with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic, I think the big traffic news this morning is those gasoline prices. Gasoline prices going up. Started seeing that yesterday. $2.65 a gallon out there. That's a $2.65 a gallon on the gasoline this morning here in Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Kind of soupy out there. We also are feeling the wind this morning. We have temperatures in the 60s out at the airport. Current temperature of 67, overcast skies. We do have a wind from the south, 21, gusting at times to 29. So hang tight. That wind is going to stick around all day long. Expecting mostly cloudy skies, a high of 81. It is going to be a warm day, muggy. There is a small chance we could see a shower or storm, especially to the north and west of the Wichita Metro. As far as our storm chances go, we're really going to watch those chances increase as we head into tomorrow. So today is really kind of the calm, but we are going to see some severe storms farther to the north and west at points along I-70 and to the north. And as far as storm chances here in the metro, it's going to take some time. We look ahead to tomorrow, and that comes along with a threat for severe weather.
All right, so for today, just kind of windy and cloudy, mostly with a high of what, 81, you say?
81, yeah. It's pretty sticky out there, too, so you can definitely feel the changes coming.
All right, thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:11 with Steve and Ted, and the caravan has arrived at the border, our southern border, and with us today to talk about that, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers and this group of people who have crossed Mexico looking for asylum here in the U.S. What's going on with them right now, Tanya?
Yes, we understand that there are about somewhere around 140 people still waiting in Mexico to be processed, but 11 of them, apparently, according to the Department of Justice, have been allowed in to be processed. At first, that number we had heard was 8, and they now confirmed that it is 11. They were, of course, detained there on Sunday afternoon when the caravan reached there. They had left their homes in Central America sometime back in mid-March. So it's been a little over a month since they got there.
All right.
Since they left, and then they got there on Sunday. Sorry.
So we got a couple of 300 people. Is that total, do you think, that are waiting?
We had heard 200 or 300 originally.
Okay.
Like I said, 140 are still waiting, and then 11 have been processed. So I'm not sure if the earlier number was incorrect or if it was if people just left, gave up. I'm not really positive on that.
So we're not just turning them away. They're looking at people and trying to process as many as they can for a legal entry. Is that correct?
They're seeking asylum. These are not people who are trying to, come across the border, undetected. They came in a caravan. They knew they were coming.
Mm-hmm.
It is apparently customary, typical for them to hold asylum seekers at the border for up to 3 days and then turn them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and that's when they will, meet with someone to give them an initial screening. If they pass that asylum officer's initial screening, then they can be detained. They can be released with ankle monitors while their cases go through the court system. It's a long legal road if they are given access, though.
All right. Thank you for your time and your reporting this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about the caravan that has arrived at our southern border. By the way, cloudy now and 66 degrees. We have a south wind at 21 miles per hour. That wind, ooh, that's something else. Windy Monday across Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 82 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72, so we're warmer than normal. And Wichita recorded a wind gust of 48 miles per hour yesterday. And I can vouch for you that late in the afternoon, I got out in Riverside for my run and my afternoon run, and that south wind was challenging. Let's put it that way. It was tough. Okay, today is May 1st, first day of May 2018. On this date in 1895, an F5 tornado rumbled 22 miles from the northwest corner of Sedgwick County to 6 miles northwest of Newton. The almost 1.5-mile-wide vortex killed 8, injured 25, and devastated 25 farms. Now, that's a lot of people when you consider you're going over a lot of open country there.
Yeah.
Devastated 25 farms, a few of which just completely vanished.
Yeah, it just must have just plowed through these farms.
Debris was carried for many miles, dead livestock found everywhere. That was on this date again quite a while ago, 1895. All right, so we're planning for summer fun, and where do we go for summer fun? And personal finance website Wallet Hub has done its report on 2018's most fun states in America.
Most fun states
pretty well.
In America.
You can probably guess the first couple, I would say. But what do you think is number one, Ted?
Florida.
Nope, California. Number two is New York. Nevada comes in at 3. It probably has something to do with gambling, I would think. Florida's number 4 on the list. And number 5 is Illinois. Around here, the closest Texas comes in
Illinois.
At 7.
Illinois?
Yeah. Probably because of, Cubs games and I don't know. Texas comes in at 7. Colorado comes in at number 8.
Okay.
Kansas comes in where on the list of Wallet Hub's
most usually come in right in the
states.
Middle on this. I would say we're a little bit below the middle. We're somewhere in the 30s. We're in the 40s?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
How many states are there? 50 or is that 50, right? Kansas is at number 41.
We're in the bottom 10?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Most fun states.
But oh, no.
It's a fun place.
That
it
kind
just
of bums me out. No, it's not a fun place.
Well,
it's
really
not
isn't.
A fun place.
It really isn't a fun place.
Let's face it. Come on.
Let's just face it. Kansas is not a fun place.
Okay. Some of the measured categories here.
Categories, Jed?
Restaurants per capita.
Well, we're good in that.
Generally, yeah, but we're not in the top or bottom 5 on that one.
Okay.
Movie theaters per capita, golf courses per capita, performing arts theaters per capita, fitness centers per capita, skiing facilities, marinas, okay. Access to national parks, arts, entertainment, recreation. That's the sort of thing that they were looking at.
We kind of, towards the end of that list, we kind of petered out.
Where's the category native people with a great sense of humor come into that, I wonder? Fun states, right?
Okay. That goose egg on skiing and marinas probably hurts us a bit.
No! Yeah. You can do water skiing, though, at some of the lakes.
I'm not sure that counts.
Okay. Well, it's skiing. Anyway, so we're at number 41 on the most fun states in America.
Well, we don't need that stupid list to tell us we're not having fun. Come on.
Yeah. We go somewhere else.
We have our own fun.
We create our own fun. That's right. When I was a child and there wasn't much to do, we got a hold of our favorite toys.
Yes.
Sticks and dirt.
And we
amazing what you can do with sticks and dirt.
We make our own. Yeah.
Make your own fun out of that. Sticks and dirt clods can be a lot of fun. If thrown as I wouldn't recommend that. Somebody will put their eye.
Was amusement parks on that list?
Yeah,
Kansas is very, very short on that as well.
Ooh, yeah, we don't have one.
We
used to have
we
two.
We don't have any here.
Wichita had two at one time, but we don't have any now, right?
It's pretty bleak.
Well, we've got some of these smaller sports places, that have a miniature golf. Anyway.
Oh, wow. That's
Yippee!
Exciting.
Yippee! 718 with Steve and Ted.
You know, I'm making fun of that, but you drive by any miniature golf course in the summer months, and it is packed.
Well, it is fun.
Because there's nothing else to do.
You know, I haven't done that for years, and I think that would be a fun thing to do with my grandkids. I think I'm going to have to do that this summer sometime. That'll be fun. All right. 718 now, Steve and Ted. By the way, today is Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. On this date in 2011, President Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden during a U.S. commando operation.
7 years ago.
2011 on this date. 718 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Taking a look at the Royals going into Beantown yesterday, right, Ted?
Yeah, Royals trying to go for a three-game winning streak, taking on the top team in the major leagues, the Boston Red Sox, and the Royals kind of got a taste last night of why Boston is the best team in Major League Baseball. Royals scored three runs right away in the top of the first inning. Good start. They could not keep it up for very long, and the Red Sox, by the third inning, had taken control of the game. You heard the game last night on KFH.
But now four straight have reached, one has scored, and it's 3-2 on Bogarts. And it's swung on and blasted to left field, way back and out of Fenway Park for a grand slam. It is 6-3 Boston. That was a no-doubter as soon as Bogarts made contact. Over the green monster, over the monster seats, and over the signage board above the monster seats, and completely out of the stadium. And Boston has come up with five in the bottom of the third.
And the Royals would not be in it the rest of the way. Red Sox won it 10-6. 19 wins on the month for the Red Sox, only 7 wins on the month for the Royals. Two very different Aprils for those teams.
Yeah, no kidding.
Royals and Red Sox begin the month of May, playing again tonight up in Boston. 6 o'clock, listen to that game tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Also in Boston last night, you had the first round of the Eastern Conference semifinals in the NBA playoffs, and the Celtics beat the Sixers 117-101. Coming off the bench for the Celtics as the sixth man, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Celtics up 1-0 on the Sixers in that one. Major League Baseball last night, the Milwaukee Brewers go into Cincinnati and beat the Reds 6-5. The Reds are the worst team in the major leagues right now, and they take another loss. The Brewers getting production from former Royal Lorenzo Cain, who had a two-run home run in that game last night, batting leadoff in center field for the Brewers. Boy, the Royals miss him in the lineup. The Brewers are only a game out of first place heading into the month of May, just a game behind the Cubs in the National League Central. And we do have a good little note from Shocker Baseball history. It was 25 years ago today, one of the great pitching performances in Shocker history, when sophomore Mike Brandley was one out away from a no-hitter at Southern Illinois. He gave up a double, two outs in the ninth inning, and then struck out the next guy. Got a one-hitter in a 7-0 win for the Shockers at Southern Illinois. Mike Brandley had to settle for a one-hitter. He could have had a no-no. Last guy got him there. That was 25 years ago today. Mike Brandley's one-hitter for the Shockers. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
721, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. White upper-class liberals angry about desegregating New York schools. That's coming up with Rush Limbaugh and his morning update. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.